brilliantly acrobatic save. Jack has caught it, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes, DJ Stones foul. DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi, runs past Cristiano Ronaldo, passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses, but DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in, and wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play, and this is the VAR show.
Welcome everybody to an exciting, exciting installment of the VAR show with your host who does the most, the one, the only DJ Stones. And with me here is
DJ Sticks. I'm going to keep it simple for today because we want to jump straight into it.
Yeah, because so we've got a good show for you.
A very
before
good show.
We go into anything, let us enjoy these tunes. Everybody, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I know I did.
That's
did
how you kick off a fire show.
Yeah.
With a fire song.
Where do we start?
Where do we start? Okay, we start off with tears. Because, you know, the leagues are finished now.
And now time for Nations League. And in the words of Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
Right? This was his words, not mine.
Okay.
He said that it's a glorified friendly.
Mm.
And it's unimportant.
And you quote. That's you quoting him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not word for word, but you get me.
Oh, no, okay.
Not word for word. Well, no, but literally that's what he said. It's like it's unimportant in his eyes and...
It's a glorified friendly.
Glorified friendly. So let us start. So we're going to start off with... Can you see which one was the first event, actually?
Yeah.
18th of May is first, right? Then the 21st, yes. So we started off with something we've spoken about, right? So obviously this is... Let me introduce this, obviously. What we're doing here is the season
roundup.
So, starting with the 18th of May.
Let's go.
The Europa Finals.
The Europa League Finals.
So, it was interesting.
Yeah.
Because we had, as I'm on Europa. Yes, we had Eintracht Frankfurt versus Rangers. I really wanted it to be West Ham versus Rangers. But anyway, it was Eintracht Frankfurt versus Rangers. A very, very interesting match with Eintracht Frankfurt coming off as the 2021-2020 winners of the Europa Champions League, guaranteeing them automatic promotion into UEFA next season. With them coming out 5-4 in penalties.
Yeah. They needed it.
They needed it because I think they were not in any UEFA Champions League position.
11th or something.
Yeah.
Something hectic.
Yeah, so they were very far from a UEFA Champions League standing.
Yep.
So they needed it indeed.
Yeah. I low-key wanted Rangers to win.
Yeah. Yeah. Not because of Adama, what's his name? The United Loney. Forgot his name completely.
No, no, no. That wasn't because of that.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm saying that's definitely not the reason why I wanted him to win.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Cool. Then after that, on the 21st of May. Right? We had the biggest women's match.
The biggest women's football match.
In the UEFA Champions League women's finals.
Yeah.
Where we had Barcelona, who to this point, I think, were undefeated in all competitions.
They were the best team in the world.
Yeah, the best team in the world.
Still are.
Playing against one of the best Champions League sides. The eighth time, or at that time, the seventh time champions, Lyon.
Wow.
And it ended 3-1 to Lyon.
Yeah.
I actually don't understand how they pulled this off. Can somebody explain how they beat the undefeated Barcelona?
Yeah.
3-1.
I've seen Barca play. They are unplayable. Unmatched.
Like, I'm scrolling through their fixtures and I'm wanting to stop at the time I see them lose. They beat the female Real Madrid team 5-0.
Thrashed.
Thrashed.
Yeah, El Clasico right there.
I'm in December 2021 and I'm still not seeing an L for them.
It's okay.
Like, it's that's how good they were. And they lost 3-1 to obviously a very, very... Okay, this is so funny. Sorry. The last time they lost, guess who it was to?
Who was it to?
Lyon.
3-2. No way, man.
But it was like a Women's International Champions Cup. So probably
no
a
way.
So just, that's just...
Wow. So Lyon has their number.
It seems like Lyon has their number indeed.
Understandable though, in the Champions League final, because Lyon, obviously 8-time champs, they are the more experienced side.
Yeah, they know how to get the job done.
They do, and they did.
Yeah. So now jumping off now to the 25th, the biggest European match after UEFA, the Europa Conference League.
The Europa Conference League.
So now here, people were fighting to be the first, the inaugural Conference League champion. The first, going down in history.
History.
You know, in the next 10 years, people will look down and see this team as the first ever champion.
In the next 20 years? In
they'll
the next
see
30 years.
Your name is engraved. You know, even if there's another team that wins this 10, 20 times, they can never remove the fact that you were the first.
Your grandchild's friend will Google you one day.
I remember watching this match and one of the commentators said, I hope you guys are watching close because in the next few years, there's going to be questions in your exams about this event.
Yay.
And that was
Amen
big.
Amen to that.
That was
Amen
big.
To that.
And
Wait. It was special.
It was very special indeed. I was about to bring up an inglorious fashion. All this, like, who writes these stories?
Come on.
Who writes these stories? Because there is no better manager in this world, no more deserving manager in this world to be written down
in
the books than this guy. So the winner of the 2021-2022 first ever Europa Conference League was none other than the special one.
Your boy.
The one. The only. I'm standing up for this one.
Oh,
the one.
Me too.
The only. Jose Mourinho.
Oh.
Oh, my word.
Oh.
You know, there's this meme that's been going around. You know, when you do something like a masterclass, you're like, I am Jose Mourinho. So he is the only manager to win the UEFA Champions League.
Yeah.
The Europa Champions League.
Name it.
And now the UEFA Conference League. He has never lost a European final in his career.
Oh!
Never.
I feel like this is a special moment.
This is a special moment indeed.
It really is.
It
indeed.
It really
is.
And then he almost crashed the Roma team bus after that. But anyway. That's Jose Mourinho for you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Going down in the history books, no, but honestly, this is well deserved. No, Feyenoord really played hard. 1-0 at the end of the day.
Yeah.
They really fought till the end.
Both sides. That was a match.
You know, first half, Roma really controlled the game. Second half, Feyenoord really pushed the boundaries, and it was by the good defending that Roma has displayed this entire season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what made them come out as the victors at the end of this. So all the best for them. And both teams never really needed to win it for the position.
Yeah.
Because they both ended up in Europa positions in their respective leagues.
Anyway.
But this was for the glory now. You know, this was for being the first. This was for having silverware. This was more than just the spot.
It was so amazing to me just to see how much it meant for both the teams.
And they fought. Yeah. They gave it all out on the canvas, you know, and that's what matters.
Out of the three cups, you know, your Champions League, your Europa, and now your conference, the conference was named, like, it's the third one, and was sort of looked down upon.
Yeah.
But the final was incredible.
Yeah,
and just seeing how, like,
incredible.
How much it meant to the Roma guys and Jose, you know, it was amazing.
It was good. It's football. Oh, yeah. And we sometimes, even myself included, we tend to forget that football is amazing no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, it's only us who corrupt the game.
Yep.
But let me not get into that speech.
All right.
So then we go down to the UEFA Champions League on the 28th. You know, this was the last football match of the year.
Yeah.
Not counting friendlies and stuff.
Yeah, you know? And like,
or MLS.
And
yeah. We're talking about football now, not soccer. Anyway.
MLS. Oh, okay. Hollywood.
UEFA Champions League finals, where two teams go to war.
This one we don't even need to like hype up, you know.
It's hyped itself.
It's hyped. Yeah, Camila Cabello.
You know, and it is quite crazy to see.
Yeah.
And in the words of Klopp, if your a goalkeeper is man of the match, it should tell you that there's something wrong. And indeed. Liverpool with their 24 shots, 9 on target, versus Real Madrid's 4 shots and 2 on target. Mm-hmm. Real Madrid came victors, not in extra time.
No.
Not in penalties.
No.
In the normal 90, mm-hmm. with a 1-goal scoreline.
Yeah.
Scored by none other than Vinicius Jr. And I've been warning, I want in the City game. I want in the PSG game, I want in the Chelsea game, that the one thing you don't want to do is allow Vinicius to run. Don't give him any opportunities. Don't give him any openings. Even if he is not the one on the ball, you don't give him the space.
Don't give him space.
Because he just slips in. You don't know how he gets there. He just slips in. He's always going to be at the right place at the right time.
Literally.
Trent went to sleep for 1 second.
1 second.
In the whole game.
One.
Whole game he defended.
He did.
And that one moment he slipped up.
Oh,
Vinicius Jr. was right behind him, ready to score that goal.
Oh.
Valverde made the entire Liverpool backline look like a bunch of Maguires this season.
No, he did.
I'm just specifying Maguire this season.
This season's Maguire.
Not the Leicester Maguire. But anyway, them. And that pass, I honestly don't know how that pass went through. But you know that again, that shows you what football is. Football is about like that 1 centimeter. You know, it's about you can't afford to make mistakes. And this was proof of it. The one time Liverpool's defense slipped.
And I mean, it was an unusual pass. You know, it's understandable why they didn't see it coming.
They should have blocked the pass.
But
the pass shouldn't have come through in the first place.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, it's those margins for error.
When passes like that, when a run like that starts happening, you cover your back post.
No matter what.
You already look at your back post. Because even if he didn't make the pass and he decided to cross, you don't want to hit. Even if he crossed,
you don't know what's coming in.
Yeah.
You have to be ready for whatever is coming in.
Even if he crossed, that Vinicius Jr. still had a better opportunity of scoring. Because the last man, the back post, was not marked.
It was free.
And that was a beautiful pass from Valverde.
Oh, an amazing pass. When I actually saw, because he normally plays central midfield.
Yeah.
Even in FIFA, that's why I play him.
Yes, yes.
But then so seeing him right wing, in preference to your Bale, your Asensio, your Rodrigo.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But then obviously, you know, your man Carlo,
you know, was the coolest manager on this planet.
Oh. But going into this game. Because normally, like, you have your in your tunnels, your players conversate, but none of that happened for this game. This game was, it was real.
This was intense because this was supposed to be that rematch, you know, from I think was it about 2-3 years ago,
2018,
yeah. You know, and it's so funny because the reasoning for that was no, Salah got hurt, and if yeah. Salah wasn't hurt, you know,
yeah,
and this Liverpool squad by far is better than the 2018 Liverpool squad.
By far.
In fact, even they
way better.
And I'm speaking including PSG. Liverpool has the best striking force in football right now.
Yeah.
The depth, they are in any level. Their starting three can start for any team in football right now. Whether it's the main one of Salah, Mane, and
Firmino.
Well, that Firmino's not starting lineup anymore. So what's his name?
Diaz.
Jota. Normally Diaz is not as frequent yet.
But he's in.
Or Jota, Firmino, and I mean Diaz, Firmino, and Sakino Minamino. Or Origi.
They have seven attackers.
And they wanna bring in more.
So there's seven that can play on that level.
They can play on that can if they had to start for Liverpool, you're not complaining.
Not even PSG is at that level.
You know? And this Madrid squad just strengthened up their defense and had a keeper who was on fire.
Oh!
Thibaut Courtois was on fire.
Understatement.
Like, he deserved that man of the match.
If actually see in the tunnel before, every player, Salah's there praying, Benzema's smiling assassin. But you see Thibaut... Cause he's
the tall one.
He's the tallest there. He was a Shinigami.
He was shoulder higher than everyone. Okay, now just jumping into the league. So starting off with League One, no shocker, PSG has won the league.
What?
Marseille coming second.
Crazy.
And then the teams that were relegated were Setien, Mens, and Bruges. The Setien, I feel like, obviously I don't wish relegation upon teams, you know, unless they're my rivals. But my rivals can't really get relegated because it's Liverpool.
Yeah.
But with the display the Etienne fans showed at the end of the game, they deserve to be in the league, in League Two. In fact, there should be a whole investigation happening in the entire French league, because the danger they constantly put players in is actually nonsense.
Yeah.
Bottles being thrown, invading pitches the way they did, throwing off flares. This is a problem.
Yeah.
You're putting the livelihoods of people in danger.
People's parents, man.
You know?
Yeah.
And I understand, I can't even say no, football is just a sport, because I'll be a hypocrite for saying that, for how I take football.
Yeah.
But we cannot and we must not put it in this, we put our passion in a position where people get hurt.
Yeah.
Where people are afraid to play football.
Yeah.
Where people are afraid to do what they love because of your passion and your anger.
Especially when it's your fans.
Like, I dislike the Glaciers because of what they've done to United. But at no point will I advocate burning any of their property as what's happened in the past. Peaceful protest. Don't buy tickets. If you want to show them you're serious, don't buy tickets. Don't buy merchandise.
Yeah.
Don't put people's lives in danger. If you want to hurt them financially, hurt them financially. At least let their lives stay, be alive, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not going to get into a rant on that. Also, I'll be here forever. Top goal scorer was obviously Kylian Mbappe, and top assist Kylian Mbappe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not be honest with you. I don't know how French league is still top five. Let's be honest. Even with Messi being there, it's not even it's not a tad more exciting. I cannot sit and watch an entire PSG game. Outside of UEFA.
Yeah.
I cannot sit and watch the French football. There's just no competition.
If you watch Messi, then that's cool.
Even Messi's underperforming in France. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, but it's Messi level stuff.
So we'll go now to the other Farmers League, the Bundesliga, with obviously Bayern Munich winning with almost a 20-point lead.
Right. They played well.
Almost a 10-point lead, actually. I'm lying to you. Bayern Munich coming off first, Dortmund second. Bayern Leverkusen, which was the shocking one, coming third.
That's cool.
And Leipzig coming fourth.
Just so taking that top four spot.
So that's our UEFA Champions League
interesting.
Competitors for next
interesting.
Season.
Interesting, good.
The people who dropped down was Hertha Berlin.
I remember that one.
I hope I say their name right. Armina and Fruth. So these are the three teams that will be going down into the lower division.
It is Liga 2.
To Liga 2. Hertha Berlin still has to go to the relegation playoffs, but I'm not going to see what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
So they could be staying up. They might be going down.
I might tell you if we come across it.
Yes. Then the top goal scorer was none other than Lewandowski.
Oh, wow. Big surprise there.
Yes, big surprise indeed.
Yeah.
Then, continuing to the Spanish League.
Let's go.
The winners of the Spanish League for the 2021 and 2022 season.
Why are we making it so
was
special?
The coolest manager alive. Mr. Eyebrow Raising.
Ah, no.
Team beating. Champion of Europe.
Uh-huh.
Carlo Ancelotti's.
The coolest.
Real. Madrid.
Yeah.
Winning the league with 86 points, followed by, impressively, I must say this is impressive, as much as I don't rate this league as well very highly in terms of competitiveness, right? Mm. It is competitive, more than PSG.
But you know who's coming in top four.
But second top place three. Was Barcelona.
Yeah.
Impressive with where they were,
yeah.
Right? I tell people if it was Premier League, they're not going to be top four. You can't go after December being 14th thinking you're going to hit top four. Never.
Liga Barça.
But Barcelona does it, you know. And then third place is Atletico Madrid. Fourth place being Sevilla. Relegated from
La Liga.
La Liga was Granada, Levante, and Alves. The top goal scorer was none other than Karim Benzema, who was also top goal scorer for UEFA.
Yeah, proper.
And then top assist was Dembele.
Yee!
With 13, followed by Karim Benzema with 12.
What? Okay.
Crazy.
Okay, cool.
Actually crazy.
Yeah, top 10 right there.
Then the most prestigious, the most lucrative league in the world.
Serie A.
Yes, definitely. they make our potatoes for us.
Yeah.
The Premier League. So the Premier League went down. This was... This was the closest league ever. This is what football is made of.
Yeah.
So going into the last day, you had Liverpool and Man City fighting for first place.
Mm-hmm.
You had Tottenham and Arsenal fighting for fourth place for the last UEFA position. You had Man United and West Ham fighting for the last Europa position.
Yeah.
You had Leeds and Burnley fighting for the to be not in the last.
Yeah.
Relegation spot.
Yes.
So how the season ended was Liverpool coming out second place.
Yeah.
And Man City coming out first place. A quick joke. They asked Pep, what did you do? How did you get them to come to that comeback? And he's like, he asked Real Madrid and he took notes.
Oh my word.
Because, you know, they scored 3 goals in like 5 minutes.
Oh my word. Yeah.
So Liverpool coming out second.
1 point.
Chelsea, which was the only team going into that final part in the upper half of the table, going into that final game, chilled, you know. They didn't care. They were coming out third either way. Chelsea came in third. Tottenham is back in UEFA Champions League.
Let's go.
Conte for the win.
Who else?
And then Arsenal and Man United ending up in Europa.
That's
the annoying thing. I'm not going to go into a rant. Yeah. I'm annoyed that the only reason Man United is in Europa is because West Ham lost. And it's not because Man United won that game. West Ham won or drew, we were going to be in the Conference League.
Just for that win, Europa.
But yes, definitely.
Yeah.
But the relegated three were Burnley, Watford, and of course, Norwich City. See them in two seasons from now. They'll be back.
Yeah. Heartbreaking to see Burnley there. 6 years in the Premier League.
Yeah.
And then them going down.
I'm kind of also kind of happy.
But they did fire Sean Dyche. So
yeah. And there's no other team I would want to drop. Like, next season it gets even harder for me. Because I wanted Everton to stay. I wanted Leeds to stay. I want Southampton, Aston Villa, Brentford. I really wanted Brentford to stay. Crystal Palace, Newcastle, Wolves, Brighton, Leicester. That's competition.
Okay,
you know?
There's no one that you...
And I'm happy that Nottingham Forest is in. But we'll speak about that in another episode. I want just an episode for that.
Yeah!
Top goal scorer in the Premier League was Mo Salah and Son. Third place was Cristiano Ronaldo, I'm just saying.
For real?
Yeah, 18 goals with the team he had. Top goal scorer was Mohamed Salah.
Yeah.
Liverpool had a great season. The top three goal scorers were all from Liverpool. Mo Salah, Trent, and Robertson.
That's assists.
Wow. Not goal scorers, yes.
Wow, full backs. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Premier League was hot this season. But what was hotter than the Premier League?
Yeah.
Was.
For the first time.
In 10 flipping years.
Yeah.
My Italian side. Italian side.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Zlatan's Italian side.
Zlatan.
AC Milan. I'm actually an AC supporter, but like, we'll go through now. AC Milan won the flipping Serie A.
The Scudetto.
The Scudetto winners of the 2021-2022 season was none other than AC freaking Milan. Second place being the haters.
Oh.
The one who thought they would do it, but they could not do it. Inter Milan. Third place was Napoli, and fourth place Juventus with these names. Salari, Gonora, and Vinicius all being relegated.
Oh.
It was crazy. Top goal scorer. Wow, I don't know why I thought it was Dusan. Top goal scorer is none other than Ciro Immobile.
Oh!
27.
My boy.
What is wrong with this guy?
My boy.
What is actually wrong with this guy?
He spoiled the party.
Something interesting I just want to point out on here.
Yeah.
Is that Tommy Abraham is number fourth, shared number fourth with 17 goals.
Chelsea bench last season.
Rejected for Lukaku.
Very rejected. Very rejected, by the way.
Very, very much rejected.
But your boy saw him.
A special one. But I just want to end off with this story. This was incredible, you know, just showing the type of player Zlatan is. And I just want to quickly get up his age so it has more impact with the story, honestly.
Yeah.
So it's actually, it's very, very crazy to think of this. So Zlatan Ibrahimovic
is 21.
40. Age 40.
Mm-hmm.
This guy went through half the season.
Yeah.
With a torn ACL.
Playing
with a torn ACL. He in the tweet he had, he spoke about the fact that he had sleepless nights because of the unbearable pain. Like, I obviously wondered why come they never played him as much.
Yeah.
I thought probably because of age, but this explains a whole lot.
Mm.
This here should be the standard of footballers, not what's happening in Man United. Man United have too many influences.
Mm.
This here is football.
Then
now, obviously, I don't say people must do this as unhealthy as
no,
well.
No.
But his goal
outweighed
his personal life.
It was bigger than himself.
It was bigger than himself. He came into this team knowing that he's going to be a leader for this team.
And the flipping was.
Knowing that he's going to be what drives the young guys to play the best type of football. And I said this before. I said when Zlatan got into AC Milan, AC Milan changed. Because that's what a leader does. When they get into a place, they impact.
Yeah.
They change that place. And that locker room changed.
Yeah.
And for about four months he played with a torn ACL, taking injections and painkillers.
That's career ending potentially.
Yeah.
Could be.
And the I think it was a day or two after winning the Scudetto, he said, now I have a new ACL and the Scudetto.
Ah.
And I watched the speech he gave, I watched a part of the speech he gave after winning, and he said, Milan is not only for AC Milan, but Italia is for AC Milan.
Yeah.
And the whole locker went crazy.
Yeah, they did.
I just see Giroud hitting the table.
Yeah! it's crazy how they fought.
It's crazy because they had to fight till the last day.
Yeah. Players like Giroud as well, who would be considered like at the end of their career.
And it's a mixture because you have players like him with players like Leao,
who's
been
coming,
brilliant for them this
also
season.
Fighting. Teo Hernandez.
Teo Hernandez's goal.
Real Madrid reject right there.
You know? Frederic Kessia.
Yeah.
Tomori.
Chelsea
Brahim
reject.
Diaz.
City reject.
You know, it was such a good side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bakayoko is in this team. Damn.
Wow. Chelsea reject.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud of them.
Beautiful story.
Oh, it's great. But on that exciting note, we're going to be doing an exciting thing, and this is where our show ends.
Yeah. It was a beautiful show, though. Just like the AC Milan story.
Yep. But from us, we're signing out. Peace.
Peace.
Enjoying the show? Stay updated, stay entertained with ActiveFM by following us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Gab, YouTube, and engage with us. Like, comment, share your thoughts, and repost.
Yeah.